For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who has never sold weed, as far as I know, Jacob Two Times.
Hey, Drew, how are you?
I'd like a quarter pound of your finest marijuana, please, Jacob Two Times.
You're so fine, Drew. You're so fine, Drew. Hey, boy, guess what, boy? Listen, boy, what happened a week ago on Monday? Boy, you were supposed to be there. You and soul brother Kevin and Nikki were supposed to be there. What happened?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is that I was expecting a live show and they went into Best Of.
We're sorry, Jacob Two Times. We can't always give people what they want. All we can give is what we have.
Oh, man. That's okay. But, hey, listen. Did you know that 101.5 is doing 2 hours commercial free? Did you know that?
When? I want to make sure to listen. What hours are those?
When's that happening?
That's happening right now, Drew.
Jacob, you're basically telling people, hey, if you want 2 hours of commercial free, I mean, at least he's not pimping
Scotty Davis.
That loser, Scotty Davis.
No, but guess what? 93.3 and 101.5 are both doing the same thing. So, I mean, it's like, come on.
I mean, they're pretty much playing the same music anyway. So, except how 101.5's personalities are much more dynamic.
So, brother Kevin, that's funny.
All right.
And you're funny, Drew. You're fine, Drew. Drew, how was your vacation?
Oh, it was really good. Thank you. I got to eat some delicious food in New York City, see some friends, see my uncle. It was a great vacation, and it's really nice to be back.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's really nice to have you back.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
And now I'm back to listening to you, Drew. See, Drew, guess what, Drew? I like it when you're there, Drew, because, Drew, listen, Drew, you boy, soul brother Kevin and Nikki make it so much entertaining.
Can you believe it?
It's going to be a year ago on Wednesday that Miguel and Holly started at Hot 101.5. Can you believe that?
A year ago Wednesday.
A year ago Wednesday, March 30th. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. I had no idea. That's great. It seems like just yesterday Holly joined this company and
No, it wasn't yesterday. It was a year ago on this Wednesday. Can you believe that?
Did you know, Jacob Two Times, that I'm approaching in about 3 months my 5-year anniversary here at Cox Media Group Tampa?
You are?
I am.
Guess what? Your 4-year anniversary is on a Saturday this year. Can you believe that?
Wow. When does that come up?
April 23rd. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that. So, that's pretty interesting. Did you know that that Dat's Dough is debuting their donut ice cream cone tomorrow?
No, I did not know that.
What do you think about that, Jacob Two Times? An ice cream cone made out of the same consistency of a donut.
Well, let's see here. I like ice cream cones because they're crunchy and plus after you eat the ice cream you can eat the cone, except for the ice cream gives me brain freeze. So
me too. So, but now if you had an ice cream cone that it was the consistency of a donut, that's like two treats in one. Am I right?
Yeah, you're so right.
Why are you not telling Jacob that you don't think adults should have ice cream cones, Garabo?
Yeah, tell him.
Well, look, I want my ice cream in a cup, Jacob Two Times, because I love fudge. I love to just pack the fudge into my ice cream treats. I'm a fudge packer to the nth degree. I just can't squirt enough hot fudge on top of my ice cream. I pack fudge like the fudge packingest fudge packer that you've ever heard from in your entire life. So when I try to do that on a cone, it's a goopy mess all over my face. So,
yeah, I know. Right, Drew? Well, guess what, Drew? Listen, Drew, when I... When I eat ice cream, I eat them from a Klondike bar, and those Klondike bars are so good.
I will say, I would do just about anything for a Klondike bar. Those are delicious in all varieties.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I'd just go to the store and buy one. I don't have to do anything at all for them. It's pretty funny, right?
No. You're so funny, Drew. You're so funny, boy. You're so funny. And I sure do like when you do the "It's Okay, It's Not Okay." I sure do like that segment.
Say,
you know that?
Say, why is it that you like that segment? Is it because of this?
It's not okay. It's
no.
Okay. It's not okay. It's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah, I like that part. Come on.
That's his favorite part.
Jacob, did you know that it's Kayla's ex-boyfriend Sean Daly's birthday yesterday? Were you aware of that?
No. I wasn't aware of that at all.
He's going to be on our show towards the end of the show today, I believe. Jacob, two times, I heard you called our buddy a cat named Mo.
Yeah, this morning I did, yep.
And how'd that go?
It went good. It went good.
That's good. That's good.
It sure did go good. It sure did go good, though. But you know what I heard Spanish say? I heard Spanish say that if the building were to catch on fire, that who would be the better host?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? So, You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that was on the after show this morning. And Spanish was trying to figure out who would be the better host for the who would be the better sub-host for the morning show, Johnny B or Mo. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Spanish was trying to figure out.
Oh, well, what was the answer?
Well, if I would have called into this morning show this morning, I would have said Johnny B. You know why? Because Johnny B is the man. Johnny B is the Johnny. I think that Johnny B's the man, and Johnny B knows how to do it.
So Mo doesn't know how to do it, and he's not the man, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, Mo does know how to do it. He does know how to do it, and he is the man for it. You know what I'm saying, though? But Johnny B does a better job. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn. Well, it's a good thing those two like each other and are such good friends, and that comment won't create any derision at all.
Shots fired.
Peeling back the curtain.
Oh, man, you're so funny, Drew. You're so funny, Drew. But Spanish was so funny this morning, pulling that joke off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. No. So if there's a burning building and it was just me, Johnny B, and Mo in the burning building, and you had to save one to make the perfect radio show, which one of those three would you save?
Nikki is sitting right there, so I would be careful. I would be careful, Drew, of who I would say, you know?
Let me make sure you heard those choices I gave you correctly.
Be careful.
It's Johnny B, Mo, and me, Drew R. Garabo, in a burning building, and you've got to save one of us so we can continue to make radio shows. Who would you save, Johnny B, Mo, or me, Drew Garabo?
It would be Drew Garabo.
Woo! Just had to establish that that you know.
And it would be my sweet friend Nikki. You better believe that. I can't leave Nikki out of this.
What about if there was a burning building and it was your great sweet Nikki and your old love Kayla?
Oh.
I don't know. I have no idea what I would do. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Gosh.
I have no idea.
We heard that you got into Mo's, you know what, a little bit metaphorically this morning for the way that he treats Monica. We'll throw her into it, too. What if it's Nikki, Monica, and Kayla in a burning building and you have to save one of them to contribute to a great Drew Garabo Live? Who would it be?
Yeah, who are you going to throw the gas on?
It would be Nikki and Monica and soul brother Kevin.
Yeah, wasn't one.
I'm
the,
not a girl.
So Kayla's the only one dying. Is that what?
No.
You'd say you want Kayla to burn in a burning building. Is that what you're saying?
No.
It's okay, Jacob. I'm not flammable.
No. Drew, guess what, Drew? You pull this one off, Drew. So, Drew, guess what, Drew, for the rest of the day? Drew, you ought to be laughing the rest of the day.
Oh, man, that's good, because you always make me smile for the entire day when you call the show.
Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? You're there, Drew. You make me smile when you're on the show. And Nikki makes me smile. And Drew, guess what, Drew? You're not going to believe it, but it's going to be a whole year ago on my birthday that I was at the studio. Can you believe that?
Holy damn.
Oh, wow, it's been a year.
A year already since we had that? That is amazing. Wow.
Yeah. It's coming up quickly. And get this. My birthday's on a Friday this year.
Jacob, do you want to come back in here for your birthday again this year?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, though. By the way, boy, I'm going to be 31 this year.
Well, I know that's a big birthday. I think you should come in here with your brother, and we should celebrate it again because our bosses love it.
Oh, man. And Nikki made me some of those awesome, awesome cupcakes.
Those
cupcakes were delicious. Mmm.
So we're delicious.
So how come you don't want to come have a party up here this year with us, Jacob? I thought it was a good time.
I do.
31, boy, a prime number. 31's a prime number, right? Nothing's divisible by 31.
I do, boy. Come on, boy. You're so funny, boy. So funny.
So we'll have you in. We'll have our good buddy Cheyenne come in and dance for people. We could have an eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
Edible gummies?
Edible gummies.
Well, I have to check with my parents again, you know, because see...
All right. Well, your brother just texted me, and he said, when Jacob asks me to help him pack fudge in front of my mom, we are calling you.
Oh, man. My brother's so funny.
I know. I love your brother.
Is your mom there right now, Jacob?
Well, my mom is here right now. Yes, she is here right now, but she's resting, boy, so.
I see. Well, when she gets up, you should ask her if you can have your birthday party here. I'd love to throw you one again.
We'd love to do that for you, Jacob. You know we dig you.
Yeah, I know, right? And while you keep up with the it's okay, it's not okay. And the reason why I like it is because Kayla's saying it's okay. That's why I like that part. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Thank you very much, Jacob. Always great to hear from you. We got to move on so we can talk to some fine drug dealers over the age of 50, okay?
Okay.
Oh, one final question.
Well, no, Jacob, do you know any elderly drug dealers?
No, I don't know any... drug dealers, boy, come on, boy. You're throwing a tough topic at me. Now, Drew, guess what, Drew? You want to guess who I'm going to call next?
I hope that it is St. Pete Sam, but I shudder to ask, who are you going to call next?
Chase from Hot 101.5, man.
I bet I know what he's going to say, too. You go ring, ring, ring.
Okay, I will.
Go ring, 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 and I'm going to answer like Chase.
Ring, ring, ring.
Studio.
Here, that's funny.
All right, we'll call him for you. What's the last number?
Two.
Eight, five. Hold on, Jacob.
Okay, got it.
I really want to do a birthday party for them again.
Here we go.
Oh, man, this is so cool. Oh, man.
Save you the call.
Let's do it.
Studio.
Hey, Chase. How are you, Chase?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, Chase. Guess what, Chase? Now, listen, Chase. Last time they called you, Chase, and you were sick, Chase. What was up with that?
I don't remember last time they called me. I think I was just out of the studio for a minute, and I think Seth came in here and picked up the phone for me.
Oh, man. Seth is so funny, Chase. Hey, Chase, guess what, Chase? You said that we would set up a special wine for me, didn't you? Didn't you say that, Chase?
You want me to say that?
You said it.
Yes, I do, Chase, because, see, Chase, the number I call from is the 877-999-1015 number. So that's pretty good.
You can be on air, man. Hey, Jacob, do you want to introduce my next song, and I'll play you on my next break?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, I do. Oh, what is it, Chase?
All right, hang on a second.
Yes, you right now. Is,
he's getting it.
See.
All right, Jacob, two times. I want you to say this is Calvin Harris. And Ellie Goulding, I Need Your Love.
This is Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, I Need Your Love, on the new Hot 101.5, all the hits, fewer commercials.
Yeah!
All right. Good job, everybody. Well, thank you, Jacob, for bringing Chase and us together. And I hope you have a wonderful
day. Chase, listen, what's that special number, Chase? You said you'd give it to me, Chase.
All right, we gotta go, Jacob. Chase, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Okay, Chase,
guys,
I'll call you back, okay, Chase?
Right, @ChaseMeDown on Twitter and Instagram. Follow Chase.
So much going on there.
What it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
97X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth. There's Danielle. It is a special Seth's birthday edition. Again, he's not birthday guy, just so you know. None of this is at Seth's request.
Yeah, we didn't sit around and say, hey, how can we make a show based around my birthday?
No, well, you didn't do that, but Danielle and I did, and that's fine. Now, we had the opportunity to get your favorite rapper on the phone.
Okay.
I hope this goes really well, because I will say that one of the biggest disappointments in my life was interviewing Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest.
Who?
Exactly. One of my favorite rappers, but one of the worst interviews ever. Just like a lot of, no in-depth nothing.
I don't think Malice will be like that. He wrote a book. It's one of the two books that I've ever read, and he thought that he had AIDS, and he ended up changing his whole life.
Okay, and this book is called Naked, Famous, Drunk, and Stupid. What is it?
Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked.
Yes.
That's the one. Yes.
And he wrote the book as Gene, but he goes by Malice.
Well, his name is Eugene. I mean, his government name isn't Malice Malicious.
All right, Malice, what do we call you? Do we call you Malice or do we call you Gene?
Whatever you feel, bro. However you feel, you know what it is. You know, the fans know me as Malice. You know, Gene, the author, you know, so it's all good.
Damn,
what's up with you, man?
What's up, Malice?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, we're real good. It's Seth's birthday, so we wanted to get you on the phone. You're one of the artists that he respects and admires the most. My introduction came to you when I read on Seth's Twitter. He was the reason that a hood needed a dental plan, and
I just got off the phone with Danielle. She told me all of that, man. Seth, happy birthday to you, man. And, yo, stop causing the hood to need a dental plan, bro. That ain't cool.
Hey, Malice, thanks a lot, man. I'm 30 today, and I've been listening to you since I was 19, Lord willing, and no doubt you and Pusha T, some of my favorite artists of all time. I've traveled to see you guys. I'm that white kid in the crowd, and, man, it's just an honor to talk to you. I just want to let you know that I really, really appreciate your work, you know. Just not the rhymes, man. All the underlying themes to your rap, you know, the big picture, the family, God, all that stuff, man. You know, I really appreciate that.
Man, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And, you know, and it's only the true fans that really, they know that, for me, that this is nothing new. Like, I've always given you that introspective, food for thought kind of, you know, I like to think that when the record goes off, I left you with something, you know, because to me, that's really the focus. And I just love how this whole thing unfolded, and you see where I'm at today, bro. So I really appreciate all of your support, straight up.
No problem. Malice, for 11 years, you and your brother Rhymes have been in my head. You made me the person that I am. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I wanted to let you know either way.
Yeah, it could be good and bad.
That's awesome.
You gotta watch it. It's a fine line.
We're speaking with Malice. He just wrote a book. It is Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked, in stores right now. Malice, what made you decide to go from the rap game to author?
Well, bro, and that's what's crazy about it, because I had no intentions and no aspirations of being an author. You know, Pusher would tell you, I don't even like writing rhymes sometimes, so I definitely didn't care to write a book, but the series of events that happened to me were just so phenomenal, and the magnitude of the story was just so, so great that I knew that it wasn't just for me. Even though it happened to me, it was to be shared with everyone who has supported the clips and, you know, the platform that I've been given. I couldn't keep that away. You've seen Malice in its splendor, so it's only right that I share with you when times weren't so great.
Hey, Malice, did you ever hesitate when thinking about writing your story and telling it to everybody?
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing, you know, this isn't in and of myself, bro. I didn't have a choice in this. And as I'm actually writing it, I'm saying, are you really going to put that out there? But this is the kind of story that you can't still keep your cool suit on. You really have to take it off and tell the whole story so people really get, you know, what happened. Of course, I would have loved to have still been super cool and all of that with my shades on, but, you know, this kind of thing didn't call for that, bro. So, you know, you're getting Malice totally exposed.
I got you. Now, I'm kind of up on my clips current events. Now, Pusha T's still recording and you're not. Is that right, Malice?
Well, I'm actually recording now as well.
All right.
I'm recording right now. My music is 10 times better than it has ever been. I'm working on my mixtape, Hear Ye Him. I'm working on Re-Up Gang music as well, and about to get this Clips music underway.
Man, I can't wait for that. And tell me your solo joint's going to be called Malice in Wonderland.
I wish I could. Snoop beat me to it.
That wasn't me, Malice. That wasn't Seth. That was Drew making that dumb joke.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, Seth, I know you know.
Hey, Malice, are you ever in the mood to bump your own music? Do you ever say, man, I want to go listen to Grindin' or When the Last Time or anything like that?
No, I'm not actually, but I will tell you this. you know, every now and then I'll bump into someone who has a mixtape, or even cats on Twitter. They'll hit me up with these verses and these lines that I have completely forgot about, and when I hear them, or you know, when I see the tweets and all of that, man, it puts me right back in that you know, that time frame, and I'm like, wow, this was some really, really great material, man. So I'm really thankful for the Clips catalog. I think it's insane.
Excellent. We are speaking to Malice, both from the Clips and the author of Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked.
All right, Drew, here's a Malice line for you. I'm every color of the spectrum, like Roy G. Biv. I love that.
That's good. That's good. You learned in grade school the anagram for rainbows. I love it. I like the accent on education. That's
and,
nice.
And Malice, I wanted to let you know also, when I was stroking you in the beginning, you really did. You know,
oh,
you.
When you were what?
No, nothing. When I was just giving you praise. My bad. When I was giving you praise at the beginning of the interview, you know, you and your brother really ruined rap for me, because you set the bar so high. When I heard your verse and I'm Not You, that changed my perspective on rap music. And I can't listen to something unless it's up to that level of what you guys are putting out.
Bro, you know, that definitely was a very classic verse. A lot of people comment on that to this day. And I think what we did was really set the bar for ourselves, you know, because a lot of MCs, they go in and a lot of MCs can do this. They go in and they write their rhymes the same day. They're in the studio an hour, write the rhyme and come out. But our music is handcrafted, man. It can take me a week or two, you know, to really complete a song, if not longer. Like that special gem, that special line really has to come. It has to mean something. It has to make sense. You know, we can't just throw it together, and that's just been, like, you know, how the Clips got down from day one.
Excellent, man. Hey, listen, we really appreciate you spending time with us, Malice. The book is in stores now. It's Wretched, Pitiful, Poor, Blind, and Naked.
It's a great book.
Yeah, good read.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Also, check it out on Amazon, and if I could very quickly tell you, go to my website, MadeMyLifeChange.com. Check out the video blogs. You'll find them very entertaining, and I just want everyone to know that they are all true stories. Hit me up on Twitter at Malice757. And, man, just big shout-out to y'all. Happy birthday, Seth. And, you know, shout-out to all the fans, man. Really appreciate it.
Much love, Malice. I'm hitting you up on Twitter right now.
Please do. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Malice. Peace.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Malice. You're not going to hear a rapper interview on an alternative rock station go much better than that.
Wow, that was awesome.
What a great guy he is. Now, Danielle, please tell me that you pulled off a couple of those choice clips in there.
What do you mean?
Now, you know, if I have to throw Drew under the bus when he gets all stroke-erific on our guests, I got to pull off a couple of you. And I would expect it, because he's your favorite rapper, but here you go.
Oh, I'm 30 today, and I've been listening to you since I was 19, Lord willing, and no doubt.
Wow.
Lord willing and no doubt.
Lord willing was the name of their first CD.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying I've been listening since I was 19, Lord willing.
No. Lord willing was their first CD, and it had him and his brother driving a convertible, and Jesus was in the back seat.
Okay, and No Doubt is that band with Gwen Stefani. I got you.
You and Pusha T, some of my favorite artists of all time. I've traveled to see you guys. I'm that white kid in the crowd, and man, it's just an honor to talk to you. I just want to let you know that I really, really appreciate your work, you know. And
wow.
Just not the rhymes, man. All the underlying themes to your rap, you know, the big picture, the family, God, all that stuff, man. You know, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, great.
God, imagine if I had said something like
you're
that,
Danielle. You're a scholar and a Saint Malice. We are rooting for you here in Tampa for your career. I know, and I'm sorry, Seth, I know it's your birthday, but if I do it to Drew, I got to do it
to you. You got what you were looking for, because you knew that I was going to turn into a fanboy with him, and I couldn't hold back. I've loved the guy for years.
I wouldn't expect you to. I think it's truly wonderful.
For 11 years, you and your brother Rhymes have been in my head. You made me the person that I am. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I wanted to let you know either way.
That's nice of you to let him know that.
All right. I'm done letting him know things.
Sure, it's going to make him feel
better. No, there's
much
one more thing you let him know.
Oh, that's right. Fantastic.
You and your brother really ruined rap for me, because you set the bar so high. When I heard your verse and I'm Not You, that changed my perspective on rap music. And I can't listen to something unless it's up to that level of what you guys are putting out.
Man.
Listen, there's people out there like Rick Ross and others that give rap a bad name. I know a lot of our audience hate rap for whatever reason, but they're skilled lyricists, okay? And you don't have to like them at all. I appreciate what they do.
Did you have some of the lyrics we pulled up from Clips?
Yeah.
Just so everybody kind of knows what we're dealing with.
I don't know what you pulled off.
I pulled off two songs that you really like. I know Mr. Me Too.
Don't we have something? Don't we have other parts of the show to get to today?
Sure. Quiet, you.
Take no prisoners. Rap because the whisperers choke on your own spit just as soon as you mention us. Champagne corks is kicked by Louis Sportson. Keep my holes in Pooch and Charles Jordan. Cop the chrome and touchscreen component. Mink on the floor, make you hot, don't it?
Roy G. Biv and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I almost said the S word there.
All right.
I like them. I was unfamiliar with them, completely unfamiliar with them until you introduced me to them. So I think you did a great job.
Yeah,
and,
whatever. Screw off.
Your natural exuberance. By the way,
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.